Marketing and advertising are keys to getting a product known and bought by customers. Perhaps no one did it better than a gentleman from Hastings, Nebraska, whose marketing plans had kids lining up at grocery stores for repeat purchases. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
In 1927, Edwin Perkins developed Kool-Aid in Hastings, Nebraska. As Teresa Kreitzer Hudson, curator of collections at the Hastings Museum, explains, one of the primary reasons Kool-Aid was so successful was Edwin's marketing skills.
He had the premiums that he offered. They had to send in packages. And then he would have the kids go back to the grocer and say, "Hey, I bought this Kool-Aid and I got this thing. So keep getting Kool-Aid in your stores."
And those things he was offering to customers were not only something they wanted, but items that would require frequent purchases.
The one that I really like is his circus. You would send away packets to get the circus tent, and it was just a paper tent that you put together. But then you had to get other packets to get the characters. And there were like 90 packages or something like that with the different characters in it.
Perkins brought many items to the market in the first half of the 20th century, but by the time he sold Kool-Aid to General Foods in 1953, it was the mainstay.
He did have a bottled drink mix that was carbonated Kool-Aid. You didn't want to buy a bottle of Kool-Aid when you could get a whole pack and have like 8 glasses for 5 cents at that time. So he really was focusing on Kool-Aid.
You can learn much about Perkins at this museum and still see some of the sites related to Kool-Aid here in town.
There's the original factory building. His house still stands here in Hastings. A lot of the businesses that helped him get started, so for example, Cushing Grocery was a place that helped get the product out to other grocery stores. It was a wholesale house. That building is still standing.
It's the story of a product many of us know well. Traveling the countryside in Hastings, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.